This is The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by Namdeb, mining for good.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our Spotlight this evening, I'm joined by Garth Peterson, Managing Director at Liberty Life Namibia. Welcome.
Hi, good evening, Angie. Thank you.
Garth, firstly, I think everyone wants to know who you are. Where did you grow up? Please tell us, we want to know who you are.
Angie, I was born in Windhoek. First 5 years of my life, I grew up in Isakos. Then we moved back to Windhoek. I schooled here. I went to university at the Polytech. I did a couple of postgrad degrees at Stellenbosch University. And then, yeah, I found my way into my career, which started off in auditing, doing accounting and finance as well. But then I found my way into insurance, where I'm currently the managing director for Liberty Life Namibia. From a family point of view, I'm married with two boys aged 8 and 4 years old.
Great. Talking about, you know, you moving into the financial sector, what inspired your journey into the financial services and how did you rise to the position of managing director at Liberty Life Namibia?
Angie, I always considered myself good at maths and numbers. So I wasn't a student that typically liked to read and study. So math was easy for me. Once I understood it, that was that. And so I found my way into accounting, as mentioned. And then finance became a natural way forward for me. So I've always been in the financial sector. I've been in wealth management. I've been in insurance. I've been in auditing, as mentioned. So the next step, obviously, for me was in terms of managing people. And slowly but surely, I found my way into leadership positions where I realized that, yes, although the numbers part is nice, it's also better to or more satisfying working with people at the end of the day. Hence, my passion for that grew, managed a couple of teams, and yeah, sort of found my way into the current position I am.
What motivates you on a daily basis as a leader?
For me, it's really about seeing the difference that you can make in people's lives. And it's not only about the difference in our clients' lives, but also the people that work for Liberty. I think it was Richard Branson that mentioned, you first look after your employees and they will look after your clients. Well, I've heard so many other stories where it's basically stated that customer is king. And I like the Richard Branson version more, because if you have an unhappy workforce, you will not see a happy client. So that is my motivation, to ensure that we have an environment, we create an environment within Liberty where your people can flourish, they can grow, they have the right tools to perform, and through that, they can actually deliver on what we promise to our clients.
How do you balance the demands of a high-pressure corporate role with your personal life?
I think that's the most difficult part for me, if I should be honest. I mean, obviously, there is some sacrifices that you have to make. And the sacrifices usually come on the family side, not so much the professional side. But I manage my life in a similar fashion that I manage the firm, actually. So you need to schedule time and priorities for your family just as much as you do that in your professional life. And ensure that your family stays top of mind. Because at the end of the day, what are we actually working for? I mean, you can say you're working to grow in your career. You can say you're working for money. But if you really go deeper, that you're actually working for your family, you should ensure that you never neglect the most important part of your life, which for me is my family.
And maybe you could tell us what book or mentor or experience has had the biggest influence on you as a leader.
It's difficult for me to say which one, because I'm an avid reader. I read a lot. I just try to read a lot. But there's one book that comes to mind, and that's the very first book that I actually bought myself and read. And that book was called Retire Young, Retire Rich by Robert Kiyosaki. And why I bought the book, actually, and I was quite young, I think I just finished school, was I wanted to see if there's a way of quickly making money so that I can retire and not work. And that is not what the book actually told me. What the book actually advised is, it spoke about financial literacy and the way you look at your finances. And I think that really changed my life. And pushed me into a direction that sort of got me to where I am and where I want to go one day. So if I can put it in a nutshell, find what you're passionate about and try and read up as much as possible about it. For me, it was obviously finance, financial literacy. And through that, you get new ideas and you just see the world differently than to what you normally used to. They say you can have a lot of mentors and teachers through the books that you buy.
And then maybe you could tell us, when you're not in office, how do you like to unwind?
Oh, that's easy. I'm an avid CrossFitter. And that's my de-stressor. So whenever I'm not at the office or not at home, especially during the week, I'm usually at the CrossFit box after hours. And so I find that very soothing for my soul, but also physically.
What advice would you give to young Namibians who want to build a career in finance or leadership or both?
I think the advice I would give a young person is get the basics right first. So what I mean about with that is make sure you get your education sorted. What I've done, and this is just my story, is I've worked while I study, and that's not easy. It's very difficult. You need a lot of discipline to do that. You need to invest time and you need to ensure that you stay the course. So looking back, my advice would be study first, get your paper, do your honors, your masters, wherever you want to go to. And then you start getting the work experience and ensure that you get the proper work experience. If it's accounting that you want to do, make sure you finish your articles. Because that, for me, is where the actual value from your training would come in. And then once you start working, don't be too eager to jump in your career too quickly in terms of becoming a manager or getting a big salary pay. If you can create a need for yourself in terms of where you are, becoming a subject matter expert, that's where the value is created. So make yourself valuable, and through that, the money will come.
Garth, thank you so much.
Thank you, Angie, and thank you for having me.
That was The Spotlight, where we profile Namibia's biggest movers and shakers, brought to you by NAMDIB, Mining for Good.